back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. We're glad to have Rick Windham right alongside us here for a Monday, December 13th edition. With you by local shelter insurance agents Brent Rogo, Bo Windham, Pete Bowles, community strong all day long. Glad to have Sean Jacobs joining us back on the KODY phone line. Sean, of course, is the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, we missed you a week ago, but glad you're able to return this morning.
Yeah, hey, it's good to be back. I appreciate the warm welcome.
Absolutely.
Tristan still doesn't have the intro drum roll for you.
We'll have to work on it.
How are you doing, partner?
You know, doing excellent. Just enjoying the warm stretch of weather that we're having here and, just enjoying all the sunshine and just happy to be here this morning.
Very good. Very interesting week last week for weather, Sean. Obviously, here in our part of the country, was hit with some snow, but talking a little bit about the national news, tornadic activity in December, not something that happens very often.
You know, it is. It's kind of a rare occurrence, but, some of those favorite areas for seeing outbreaks of tornadoes is the southeastern United States, and even, the mid-Mississippi River Valley, which is, where they occurred. A very unfortunate situation. As you're all aware, a long track tornado, tracked across four states and unfortunately did a lot of damage and lives were lost. Mm-hmm. I always try to bring it back here locally and I know you've heard me say this before, but really any time of the year is tornado season in Nebraska. And mm-hmm. we've experienced tornadoes at least somewhere in the state every month of the year. And, so it's always a good idea just to make sure that you keep your storm shelters or your area where you would go for a tornado, good and clear. All year round, so that you get to that in the event a tornado warning is issued. And, it's a good reminder because middle of this week, not around here in North Platte, but possibly over north central or eastern part of the state, we're looking at the potential for some severe weather once again.
Really?
Severe thunderstorms. And they're not going to be like your typical springtime or summer thunderstorms. They're going to be much lower. But we will not be able to rule out an isolated tornado or two, over those portions of the state. A very dynamic system is coming through middle of the week. And, I'll tell you what, we'll see all four seasons, somewhere across the state at the same time. Hmm. We're looking at a very, very dry air that's probably going to impact here in North Platte with extremely strong winds. And I'll talk about that more here in a second. But then over the eastern part of the state, they'll have, the severe weather and the warm conditions, or at least the potential for that. And then up in northwest Nebraska, we're looking at a period of snow Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday evening with very strong winds that may bring an hour or two of blizzard-like conditions to that.
Really?
Those locations. So very, very dynamic. The strong winds here in North Platte, you probably have heard or seen that there's a high wind watch for southwest Nebraska through portions of south central Nebraska. We're looking at wind gusts on Wednesday. The potential is there for 60 to 70 mile an hour winds, which are going to be fairly extreme. You think about hurricane strength winds are 74 miles per hour or greater right there. So, make sure that you have all those Christmas ornaments all nailed down. Because if you don't, they're going to end up somewhere else.
Yeah, perhaps in the county over, even.
Perhaps, or maybe even the state over.
Yeah, geez.
What's going to be interesting about this wind event is, when we think this time of year, we always think northwesterly winds, the winds behind a cold front, or northerly winds when they're very, very strong. We see that the southerly winds out ahead of the cold front, and even westerly winds just out ahead of the cold front, may be the strongest, which is a little anomalous. But that's going to bring a lot of dry air across southwest Nebraska and actually force a dry line, which we talk dry lines during severe weather, but that'll force it east of our area. So we're going to be windy and dry, and that's a recipe for large fire spread. So, be careful with anything that would start a fire on Wednesday because with those winds, it would be nearly impossible for to control that fire if wind were to get started. So lots of things going on Wednesday.
He's just full of good news this
morning. Yeah.
You know, this is what happens when you give me a week off.
A lot to catch up on.
A lot to catch up on.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Now, Sean, let's talk a little bit about last week here throughout our area. We did experience some snowfall. It was pretty light out here in the west, but sounds like off in the eastern end of the state was quite a bit more of accumulation.
Yeah, you know, we were watching. So that snowfall was kind of a banded snowfall where we get a band of heavy, localized, intense snow. And that's a band to pretty much set up right along the South Dakota border or Highway 20, you know, across northern Nebraska. So basically from northwest Nebraska all the way through north central Nebraska. And then even some that fell in the eastern part of the state, as you said. Some of the highest totals, like Valentine, the last I saw, I didn't see their final total, but it was over 9, close to 10 inches of snow.
Oh, my.
Same with areas like Gordon. So very, very beneficial, but heavy snowfall. Now, over the eastern part of the state, it was much lighter amounts, but arguably more impactful, especially when it fell. Travelers on Interstate 80, you know, only takes a little bit of snow, and, you know, Interstate 80 becomes a skating rink, mm-hmm. you know. And there was some wrecks that ended up closing down the interstate for a while. And even out west, because of the strong winds and some snow across Wyoming, Interstate 80 was closed this weekend. So there was a lot going on from one little system. And, oh, I shouldn't say little system, big system. And that's the same system that spawned all those tornadoes over, for the mid-Mississippi Valley and over the southeastern United States.
Now, Sean, as you mentioned a minute ago, as we look ahead to the week that's already here, believe it or not, we do have some chances for some severe activity. The primary threat, is that going to be on Wednesday then?
Yeah. So, you know, next couple days are going to be really nice here in North Platte. Even on Wednesday, we're going to see highs in the 50s, even approaching low 60s until that cold front comes. And I just want to clarify, that severe weather will be east of us. Okay. So we're not anticipating that here. We'll get the wind and we'll be dry, but east of here, you know, eastern Nebraska, more central Nebraska has that best potential. And then temperatures drop on Thursday and Friday, at least closer to climatological norms. We'll have highs back in the 40s behind that cold front. There is a slight chance of some rain showers on Wednesday, but otherwise, if you're looking at the next 5 to 7 days, it looks fairly dry once again across the area here. So not looking really good for those white Christmas chances here.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
You know, we mentioned the tornadoes and the southeastern and mid-Mississippi River Valley. And, I just want to say, I was, with all that bad, all that's bad that's happened, you know, we do see instances of, you know, communities reaching out and helping communities and just mm-hmm. you know, doing a lot of good for one another. And there's, you know, we tend to focus on sometimes the negative aspects, but there's a lot of stories coming out where people did exactly what they were supposed to do in these just horrific tornadoes. They went to the most interior room or they went down to their lowest level, and there's more lives that were saved than, you know, were lost because they did exactly what they were supposed to do. And that's just a good reminder for us. You know, when you hear that tornado warning, go to your safe zone in your house. If it's, you know, the lowest level, put as many walls between you and that tornado as possible. And, then afterwards, you know, that's more people that can go and help those that are a little, you know, less fortunate.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time, sir. Look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
It's always a pleasure. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great week.
Y'all too. Thanks.